Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry.
This week's message is titled Advent, Joy. Thank you to everyone who was involved in the service. The scripture readings are 1 Chronicles 16, 23-27, and Nehemiah 8:8-12. Happy birthday this week to Rebecca, and happy anniversary to Rhonda and Ed.
They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving meaning so that the people understood what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest, and the teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice foods and sweet drinks, and send some of those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The Levites calmed all the people, saying, "Be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve." Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them.
Thank you for being with us today. And today we're going to be looking at our third Advent, which is joy. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus talks about receiving the good news of Jesus with joy. Christmas and joy and the faces of children and adults alike, it's a very happy season. Now, even if a person is alone at Christmas, Jesus reminds us that we're never alone. I am always with you, even to the end of the world. The teachings of Jesus, often in parables, reflect great joy. The seed falling on the ground refers to people who hear the word of the Lord and at once they receive it with joy. The joy of having Christmas with Jesus. Have you ever thought of that? The joy of having Christmas with Jesus. He said he's always with us. Christmas and Jesus are united. In Luke chapter 1, Mary was blessed to bring Jesus into the world. Luke records, "As the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy." And when we remember seeing our baby for the first time, it is so incredible. Such a great, great joy. And then in verses 57 and 58, when it was time for Elizabeth to have the baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. We do remember holding our baby for the first time. Precious, glorious, profound. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, and the angel is all over Advent, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people." And that, of course, includes us. And when it was time for Jesus to return to the Father, Luke records these words, "Jesus left them and was taken up into heaven, and they worshiped and returned to Jerusalem with great joy." John 3:29, the friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy. John 15, Jesus said, "I tell you these things, that my joy may be in you and us." Sometimes I think when we look at scriptures It's old, it's history, we love it, but it's somehow missing. But it doesn't miss, especially at this time of the year, when we hear the teachings of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. How incredible. I tell you these things, he said, that my joy, his joy, is in us. We just need to know it. And then John 16, very truly I tell you that some will weep and mourn and grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. John 16, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Joy is being poured out from Jesus to us. I want to stop. Jesus is being poured out from Jesus to us right now. Right now. There is joy that he gives us. All we have to do is receive that joy. He's being poured out for all of us. And it says, ask and you'll receive your joy, and that joy will be complete. And then joy is found everywhere. Scripture, old and new alike. So just indulge me for a minute. Psalms particularly. You will fill my heart with joy. Psalms. You will be glad and sing forever with joy. Psalms. You will fill me with joy, says the Lord. And again, all of these Psalms. You are right in giving joy to the Lord. Shout for joy over the Lord's protection of us all. How great is our joy and our victory. I am glad with joy in your presence, and I will sacrifice with the shouts of joy. My heart leaps with joy. Play the harp skillfully and sing with joy. Which reminds me of King David in the Old Testament. I delight in my vindication, and I shout for joy. Because of the Lord, we shout with joy. My God and my joy, they are a delight in my presence. God anoints us with the oil of joy. I think we're getting it. God led us with joy and gladness. Shout for joy. Sing praises to the Lord. Tell us of the Lord's work with songs of joy. Your faithful people return with singing with great joy. A person who loves wisdom brings joy. A child will bring joy to our heart. And then in the book of Isaiah, joy is overflowing. Shout aloud with song and joy. The mute tongue will shout for joy. Sing for joy, you heavens. You will go out with joy and be led by the Lord. I didn't realize how often joy is in Scripture. And it's almost a command. Be a person of joy. Share joy. Jeremiah certainly did that in this scripture. And then in the New Testament, joy is everywhere as well. In Romans chapter 8, you will fill me with joy. Romans 15, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God. it is pleasing to God when we do these things. We will work with you for your joy because you stand firm in your faith. The first New Testament book was not the book of Matthew. It certainly was not. The first New Testament book was the book of Galatians. And the Apostle Paul encouraged the Christians in that scripture to be joyful because they had lost their joy. What has happened to all your joy? It's true, even with us today. We must protect our joy. We can't allow it to wallow in sadness because Jesus the Lord, the Holy Spirit, cares for us. He demonstrates joy in our lives. In Philippians, Paul says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Holy Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than ourselves, and that each of us should look not only to our own interests, but the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Wow. That is a challenge. See, Christmas is more than gifts, more than candy, more than feasting. It's a celebration of Jesus coming into the world. But more importantly, it's the celebration of Jesus coming into our hearts and staying there. The command that is repeated most often in the Bible, believe it or not, is rejoice. To not only have joy, but to be joyful. God asks us to be joyful, not just for God's sake, but for our own sake, our loved one's sake. Joy has its root in God's own nature, puts it in our nature, if we accept it, to recognize all this. Joy is God's attitude. The more we see God at work, the more joy we experience, the more likely we are to express it. Joy is closely linked with praise, with singing, all of this with great joy. Now, some of you recognize the name John Wesley. And John Wesley wrote these words: Christian joy is a joy of obedience, joy in loving God, rejoicing in the joy of Jesus himself. A very cultured but unhappy woman said, if I had what you have, I wouldn't be in the mess I am. She surrendered her mess to Jesus. And she said, every day I have strength and fun to spare because the Lord provides it all. The wonderful diminutive Mother Teresa wrote, joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. A joyful heart is the result of a heart burning with love. Charles Swindoll wrote, God prizes generosity, especially joyful generosity, as God gives us his love joyfully. May our generosity be joyful. John Kendrick Bangs wrote, today, whatever may annoy, the word for me is joy. Just simple joy. So it's so interesting that the command that is repeated more often in the Bible is rejoicing. Joy has its root in God's own nature. God is on our side. He hears us wholeheartedly and joyfully. God is our God, embraced as our own. God is our Lord. He is our joy. And he brings praise. And then he says this. Where do we praise him? Here's where you praise him. Praise him in his temple. Praise him in the heavens. Praise him for his mighty works. Let everything alive praise the Lord. Can we do that? Ron Hembry said, joy is like a well containing sweet water. It's not enough to know where the water is or where to drill the well. If the well is to be useful, the water must be brought to the surface. Those who know Jesus have found that source of joy. May all of us this season, all of us this season, share the joy of Christ living with us in our hearts. May we all have a happy, joyous Christmas.
Thanks for watching. Have a great day.
The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked AMP, taken from the Amplified Bible, copyright 2015 by the Lockman Foundation. Used by permission, lockman.org. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.